Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas, Tovshin, Pei Aleph. We begin the parasha with discussing the accolades, the praise, the reward for Pinchas for doing the great act of zealotry and killing Cosby and Zimi, Laman Kavod Shemayim, and which stopped and put an end to the terrible Chil Hashem by this terrible act. And the lashon of the Pasuk about how we're supposed to approach the Midjanim is in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Saroris and Midjanim, antagonize the Midjanim, Vihikisem Oisam, and smite them. The Rachaim HaKadosh points out the maila of hating such acts and actually hating such people. People who try to bring us down and try to bring us into promiscuity and to create our downfall in that way need to be antagonized, need to be hated, which of course is usually not the Jewish way. But when people try to bring us down like that, then we have to hate them in order to protect ourselves and not fall to them, not stumble because of them. And the Ruach Chaim HaKadosh points out that the lashon of the Kisim Osam is lashon of Hove. It's a present tense. It's not a one-time thing that they smote them and they hated the Midyanim. No. We have to always have instilled inside of us, says the Ruach Chaim, a hatred for people who try to influence us in the wrong way and try to bring us into their culture and their distractions and their ways of downfall for the Jewish people. And if you look back into last week's parasha, Pasuk tells us, Vayeshiv Yisrael b'shitim. They were in a place called Shittim. That's what about Znus. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, what is Shittim? The Torah is telling us the reason for the Znus. One very powerful and strong line of the Orach Chaim. You know what Shittim is? As he points out, Shittim is a lashon of tiyul, to go on a trip. Why did this Znus happen? Because they left the Machane Yisrael. When a person leaves the Beis Medrash, when a person leaves Yeshiva, when a person leaves the Torah Hashkafa, he's asking for it, so to speak. He's putting himself in a very dangerous place to be drawn into Maisa's Nus, which of course is tremendous Chilul Hashem. Now you put these two Nakudas from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh together and you see a tremendous life lesson. That number one, when a person is out of his element, when a person not attached to Torah, a person not in a Torah environment, he is vulnerable to falling in many, many ways, but certainly in Maisa's Nus. And secondly, how does a person sort of protect himself? He has to develop a certain hatred, to despise acts of promiscuity, to despise people who act inappropriately in that fashion. Because you have to instill within yourself, I don't do that. I don't involve myself in that. That's not a Jewish way. And develop a certain hatred, even though not, of course, you don't hate stomp people. People, even if they're not Jewish, they're telling them, okay, we don't hate people, but people who are pushing and promoting promiscuity, we need to develop a tremendous negativity towards that. As we say tonight, Ohavei Hashem, Sinura. If you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you hate hatred. You despise hatred. You despise evil. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh points this out, and he says, there's a segula for Chofetz Chaim, for somebody who loves life, that he should have hatred towards evil. Is a midas segulis lechovet b'chaim, somebody who seeks life. Uvazeh yiridu uchoron Hashem. If a person hates evil, he will suppress the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'adarabah. Yagbiru avas ha'aval ben. That will enhance and promote and intensify the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of our Father to His Son. When we go ahead and we say we're anti-evil, that's a great thing. And we look at back at Pinchas and his tremendous act. We see right away in the first Rashi. And what Pinchas did was very, very unpopular, to say the least. It says, Rashi tells us right away, Lefi shehoyu hashvatim evazin oso. People were saying, oh, look at this guy. He knew what was coming for him. That's what made his great act so great. Because it wasn't like, oh, okay, he'll be the hero. When he did his act, he wasn't going to be the hero. Everybody was falling all around. Sounds very familiar in society in general. Everybody's saying, okay, it's okay, it's not a problem, it's not so bad. No, and he knew they were going to make fun of him. They're going to say, oh, you're a grandson of Yisro, Ben Puti. And therefore, you're doing funny things. You're doing things that aren't appropriate. You're killing Jewish people, a Jewish person. What are you doing? You don't come from good lineage. It didn't matter that he came from Aaron HaKohen. And nevertheless, Pinchas knew the humiliation that he was risking, but nevertheless, he knew what was right. He stood up for what was right. Ohavei Hashem, sinura. If you love Hashem like Pinchas did, you despise evil. You despise promiscuity. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that 6 miracles happened to Pinchas. Targum Yonason says there were 12 miracles that happened to Pinchas after doing this act. But we have to ask the kasha. If he was given so many miracles, why did he need such great schar? He needed Nosinlo, his Brisi Shalom, all the accolades, all the praise. What did he need it for? He was already given plenty of miracles. What's the pshat? And the Al-Sheikh tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only asks of us to do what we can. That even though Pinchas is already zocha to many miracles, it didn't make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mind helping him do the act and giving him praise and reward. Why? Because once Pinchas made the first step, once Pinchas went ahead and acted for the Kavod Shemayim, to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you take the first step, I take care of everything else. And to quote the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakish rak sheyagol ha'odom elov darko v'yitach alav hu yase. A person, all he has to do is step to the plate, invigorate himself, work towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Avodas Hashem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. And this, I believe, is something we can all put together. We know that we live in a world which is very, very distracting, very alluring, very enticing, and sometimes it seems insurmountable. Sometimes it seems like we're being sucked in. But what does Pinchas' act show us? That not only can you do it, not only can you go against the tide, not only can you not be brought down by the Yitzrei Hara, not only can you overcome it, but once you start to overcome it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a tremendous siyata d'shmaya to be successful in all of your endeavors of Avodas Hashem. But we have to keep in mind, evil is bad. Znus is bad. And as much as we want to be our own HaKohen type of people that are Ohev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, who are so peaceful and loving, etc., we have to know where to draw the line. When it comes to things that are against the Kavod of Shemayim, we have to be strong and take those steps in the right direction, and then we'll have Siyata D'Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us continue to grow and grow and grow as Ovdei Hashem, Ohavei Hashem, Sinura. Have a great Shabbos.